This is The Takeaway, and I'm Duarte Geraldino. NFL player Michael Bennett was indicted in Harris County, Texas, for an alleged incident that took place at the Super Bowl more than a year ago when it was played at NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. Bennett is charged with felony assault against a 66-year-old paraplegic woman. Authorities claim he shoved the woman while heading to the field to celebrate after the game. This story has a lot of layers. Keep these two points in mind. One, Bennett is known for his social activism and sitting down during the national anthem. Two, he recently signed a multi-million dollar contract to play with the Philadelphia Eagles. To help us connect some of these dots, welcome Chuck Modiano. He's sports columnist for the New York Daily News. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So walk us through what happened at the Super Bowl that led to Bennett's indictment.
Well, you know, according to police, his brother, you know, had just won the Super Bowl, Martellus Bennett, with the New England Patriots, and he was running onto the field. And on his way to run onto the field, according to the police, he had defied a police order not to go onto the field and shoved a 66-year-old woman, and who 14 months later, the report is that she sprained her shoulder. And we find out 14 months later, there's a felony for this to shove, which is very problematic. The 14 months later is very problematic. And the press conference by the police officer was very problematic, where he used words like Bennett is morally corrupt, morally bankrupt, pretty pathetic. This doesn't sound like a police chief who has an objective lens going forward. So given the background that you mentioned of Michael Bennett's activism and Michael Bennett calls for police accountability and Michael Bennett standing with Colin Kaepernick, this is problematic all around. We don't see these types of charges for shoves. And if you were to charge people for shoves running onto the field, we'd have a lot of people with felony charges.
So this is a felony. Normally, cases like this, wouldn't it be handled in civil court? Why make this a felony?
Well, I think that's right. Normally, a case like this is handled in civil court. Normally, a case like this is settled out of court. There's nothing about this case factually that is consistent with the charge of being shoved, what we see with other cases. But it is consistent with a bit of a backlash that we've seen against some athletes, particularly black athletes.
So you're just above hinting at it. So do you believe that this is a form of retaliation for his activism on and off the field?
Well, I do believe it is a form of his retaliation. And I say that, you know, there's some people who said, well, wait for all the facts. Well, we know we're not going to see any more videos. So the facts are these statements that we have. The facts are the felony charge for a shove. And we have to use them and compare them to other cases that we've seen or have not seen. So, you know, when we look at those who stood with Kaepernick, we're seeing a lot of levels of retaliation, whether it is from the NFL. Eric Reed currently is not being signed. We know Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed. There are a number of other players that we find aren't being signed. And now the largest extension of that is a police charge against Bennett. And when you look at the Michael Bennett and you listen to the press conference, what we find is there was anger that he defied a police order. So I think that's what really we're talking about. We're going to get you back. And I know to someone who doesn't know all the facts, that may sound like a jump to conclusion, but in absence of any similar charges, particularly to white athletes, this is the most logical conclusion we can come up with.
There's a lot at stake. Thank you so much, Chuck Modiano, sports columnist for the Daily News.
Thank you for having me.